بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in Quran Sharif mentions in regards to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. That O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we have sent you as a rahmah, we have sent you as a mercy for alameen, rahmatan lil alameen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, among the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabiyu rahmah, Nabiyu tawbah. The Nabi of rahmat and the Nabi of tawbah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent as the Nabi of rahmat to mankind, to alameen, to the realms, to the worlds, not only to the ummah. Even those that don't believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah was sent as a rahmat to them also. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ مَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never punish mankind, this ummah, as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was alive. وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. As long as you are amongst them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not wipe out this ummah. Allah will not destroy this ummah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ مَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed this ummah that Allah will not punish this ummah all together at one time. Allah will not destroy the ummah all together at one time. وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, as long as they make istighfar. Right now the ummah, we know the condition. Nabi of Allah is rahmatul lil'alameen, and ulama explained this is an ummah marhuma. This is an ummah upon whom is a rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, marhuma. Like how we say marhum so and so, he passed away. Also in our vocab, we don't say the late so and so. We say marhum so and so. Marhum is already a dua. May the rahmat be upon the deceased person. So marhum so and so. This is ummate marhuma. This is an ummat upon which the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be descending right now. But we can see the condition of the ummah is maksura, munkasira. This ummah is broken right now. Ummah is broken right now. The ulama say in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum won complete deen, when deen was found in them and the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not some other face of deen. There are many isms right now out there, different faces of deen right now there. There's only one deen, the deen of rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that deen was found in the Muslims at that time, ulama say, they when one message went out from Medina Munawwara, one message went out. Whether it was the Persian Empire, whether it was the Roman Empire, one message went out, we are sending one Khalid bin Walid. Umar is coming. Already there was a ceasefire. Already everything stopped. Because Allah's rahmat was moving with the ummah. Right now we see the ummah is moving in which avenues, therefore the rahmat of Allah has stopped. We're encouraging the youth, go in the path of Allah. Holiday is coming, think of going in the path of Allah. But the ummah is booking everything else besides that. Spend 3 days in the path of Allah, spend 10 days in the path of Allah, spend some time in the company of the pious. The Tani will say, rahmatullah alayh, that when the children are on holiday, send them to the pious people. So they become accustomed to them. Not that they stay far away from them. They go in the avenues of rahmat, Allah's rahmat will move with the ummah. The ulama are saying very, very specifically that the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that has to become alive. That complete deen and Allah's rahmat will come upon the ummah. Right now we are crying for the rahmat of Allah. Whether we can classify or categorize it, that Allah's azab right now is coming on the ummah. If it is the azab of Allah, then we have to make istighfar for the ummah. Mufti Khan Puri Sahib, Abu Barakatuh, says that usually we say, Astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness. He said, now say, Nastaghfirullah. Make it into a noon. Ya Allah, we seek forgiveness. I make need for the ummah right now. Ya Allah, I am seeking forgiveness on behalf of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are angry with the ummah, ya Allah, me one individual making istighfar, I am sorry. And we can understand this also. Father walks into the house, everything is upside down, children are fighting, father can't have peace. One child must come and say, Abba, we are sorry. He forgive everybody. Allah loves us more than our Abba because Allah is our Rabbah. Allah is our Rabb. We have to say, Ya Allah, on behalf of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we ask sorry. And together with that, Durood Sharif will draw the rahmat of Allah. Now is the time for us to activate and to go in the correct direction. The complete deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to come alive. We cannot say that we will tailor make our deen. How I want mine, how I will do, yes, I will perform my salah. But certain things I don't do. Allah wants a complete deen. Salah is my life, Quran tilawat in my life, parda hijab in my family, segregation now in holiday time. You see the silly season. Now family is coming from different parts of the country or the world. Heaven news we haven't went throughout the year, now we'll take them. Now the family is coming, we all eat together, break the command of Allah. Our children never saw certain things on certain screens. Not because it's holiday time, so it's easy going. Our Sheikh gives the example, he says two friends were traveling, and it was time to eat. So one friend says to the other friend, that why don't you go and buy some flour? I'll make the fire in the meantime. He says, I'm very tired. I walk so far. I can't make it to the shop now. Better you go. He says, okay, he's my friend after all. So he sat down, other friend went. He brought the flour, ingredients, he came. He said, why don't you help me to make the bread? He says, I'm tired. I can't make it right now. Let me just lie down. Says, okay, fine, maybe he really is tired. So he makes the bread. He says, why don't you make the fire? He says, I'm tired. Can't make it right now. So he made the fire also. Then he makes the roti and the bread. Everything is ready. Now, he realizes my friend is very tired. He can't make it. So he begins to eat alone. Tired friend, I think to himself, that I let down my friend all this time, so better I join him now. He says, I was tired all this time, I can't let you eat alone. Let me join you now. To understand, we understand the example, in deen we are doing the same thing. When it comes to certain things, I'm tired, this I can't do. This part of deen now is that for me. That which I like, I will go for Umrah. Yes, I will go for Umrah. But certain things now, which Sharia demands, that I'm tired to do. That I can't make it. But what is sweet in Sharia and deen, that I want to take from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That we'll see in our own terms also, our own children. We say, look at him. That now when I ask him to do, that he won't do. This he wants, because he wants to do this, so he'll do this for me. So in the same way, we have to come into complete deen. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Allah demands from the people of Iman, they'll come into complete deen, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the complete deen he brought to us. How I should be coming to the masjid, how I should be dressing up, the avenues I should be going to. I should be going to places where I draw the rahmat of Allah right now. Should not be that I step into a place and my brothers elsewhere in the world, because of my actions, bombs are falling on them. And I'm fully, am I eating to my full? So now is the time more than before, my dear brothers, where we should be extra careful of our a'mal. Where we take our children right now. The Thami Rahmatullah Alayhi says, he says that the worst thing for a child is exposure to things they don't have to see, they don't have to experience. They haven't seen it, they haven't experienced it, I don't have to take them to those avenues. Once I take them, then they will crave for it a second time. Then I will tell the child, no, you can't go there. But he took me the first time. You took me the first time already. The biggest qurban is for the parents. That parent that wants to send his child to a hafiz class, he has to make a decision in his life also. That I've got to change in my life, my son is becoming a hafiz al-Qur'an. So the more restriction I have to bring into myself. Especially today, my dear brothers, the day of Jumu'ah. We have to come early to the masjid. We have to cry to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The one ayat of Qur'an, where Nabi alayhi salatu salam would repeat. Imam Abu Hanifa repeated the ayat the entire night in tahajjud. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. Ya Allah, if you wish to punish them, فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. Ya Allah, they are still your slaves. Ya Allah, if you want to punish them, they still belong to you. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And Ya Allah, if you forgive, verily you are all powerful, you are all wise. All power belongs to you, and you are wise, you know how to use your power, when to use your power. Allah's power is unlimited. Allah can unleash it as He wants to, upon whom he wants to, when he wants to. It belongs to Allah. Hikmat, wisdom belongs to Allah. He knows when to, how to, upon whom. Illa, they belong to you. If you want to relieve them and release them, ya Allah, it is in your qudrat. But we as an ummah, we have to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Increase our durood for today. And ask Allah, ya Allah, for every durood, 10 rahmat, ya Allah, send it upon me and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. Subhanakallahumma.